Remember some years ago when the Olympics were in Russia? Yeah, I like that news a whole lot better than more recent news about Russia. Yeah, they had fireworks that ended the Russian Olympics, and now the fireworks are in Ukraine. And suddenly part of Ukraine was part of Russia. Hello? Russia flexing its expansionist muscles on the world stage. I'm hearing those two words again I haven't heard for a long time. Cold War. See, that standoff between Russia and the West over Ukraine, well, that could just be a beginning. It's starting to feel pretty familiar and potentially explosive. It doesn't help that a Russian anchorman, who reportedly is called President Putin's favorite, was a while back on state-controlled TV with a mushroom cloud as his backdrop. He was announcing literally Russia is the only country capable of turning the U.S. into, his words, radioactive ash. And we've heard a lot more saber-rattling from them, haven't we? That's not what you want to watch right before bedtime. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about when things seem out of control. Some of this feels like the opening act of a world that's growing even more unstable and more dangerous as time goes by. It's just a disturbing time in the world with almost every night's headlines. You know, there's talk of a Cold War standoff with the resurgent Russia, fears of a growing and powerful China, rekindled fears of terrorism, and then the growing prospect of weapons of mass destruction in some pretty scary hands. It just feels like one little spark sometimes could send things spinning out of control. Well, that's our control. I turn off the news, and I reach for my Bible. And I read where David, the revered Jewish king, asked this question, what can we do when the foundations are being destroyed? Well, I'll tell you, with so many foundations shaking these days, that's a good question today. Here's our word for today from the Word of God. The answer in Psalm 11, verses 3 and 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. Now, at first, that didn't sound like it answered the questions. But then I realized I was reading about the one unmoving anchor when everything in the world is up for grabs. Things might be out of our control, and they are, but they're never out of God's control. Nations may fall. Evil men can plot and even succeed. The doctor may stun us with bad news. The finances may seem impossible. The funeral seems like the end. Our family may look hopeless. But God has not vacated that throne from which the universe is governed. Proverbs 19:21 says, it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. You know, I was scared to death when I was on my first big roller coaster as a kid. Pretty sure I was going to die at the age of 9. I was jerking every which way. We were defying gravity. It seemed like we were out of control, but not out of control. Because the whole time that car was flying all over, it was attached to the tracks and headed for a safe destination. I'm not at the mercy of a roller coaster world. I'm loved by the God who rules the galaxies, whose plans can't be derailed. I'm not afraid. However wild the ride, things are still on track. The Bible says in the greatest insurance policy in the universe, who will ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord? Which causes me to ask you to consider today, what unlosable source of security do you have that's divorce-proof and terror-proof and recession-proof, unemployment-proof, death-proof? The Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this man who loved you enough to die for your sins was powerful enough to walk out of his grave. He's the one sure thing in a rapidly changing world. If you don't belong to him, if you're not sure you do, get that settled today. Anchor your life. Go to our website and find out how to begin with him. It's anewstory.com. That's anewstory.com because, like the song says, he's got the whole world in his hands.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.